The world of video games has grown rapidly over the years, becoming a huge part of mainstream culture. As a result, there has been a rise in the number of universities offering game studies courses. This has left many aspiring game designers and game lovers wondering whether they should study games at university. In this article, we will explore the benefits and drawbacks of studying games at university. The explosion in game studies courses. In recent years, there has been an explosion in the number of universities offering game studies courses. This means that students can now choose from a variety of options, including game design, game programming, games criticism, and more. This is a huge shift from even just a few decades ago, where you could count the institutions teaching game design on one hand. This explosion in options means that studying games at university is definitely a possibility for anyone interested in pursuing a career in the games industry. Do you want to be a game designer, a games critic, or something else? While there are plenty of courses to choose from, when deciding whether to study games at university, it's important to consider what you want to do within the games industry, specifically. Do you want to be a game designer, a games critic, an art designer, a programmer, or something else? Different courses will focus on different aspects of the industry, so it's important to research each course thoroughly to determine which one aligns with your career goals. Learning from masters. One of the greatest benefits of studying games at university is the opportunity to directly learn from masters in the field. Many universities bring in experienced professionals to teach courses or offer guest lectures. This provides students with invaluable insights into the industry and allows them to learn from those who have already found success. While there are plenty of independent resources available detailing the methods of many of the world's best game developers, it is totally different listening to an online lecture and being in the same room with them as a teacher. Ultimately, spending a long time in the presence of inspiring teachers can build incredibly strong foundations that other resources never quite amount to. Growing with peers, making long-term collaborations. Studying games at university also allows students to study and grow alongside their peers and make long-term collaborations. As the games industry is highly collaborative, the relationships formed during university can lead to future career opportunities. For example, you may be a game designer and be studying alongside talented programmers, level designers, and art designers who you may be able to find opportunities alongside in the future, making up for each other's weaknesses. Additionally, collaborating with peers on projects can help students develop their skills and gain experience working on a team. Theory and practice. The perks and problems with learning both. Another benefit of studying games at university is the opportunity to learn both theory and practice. This is unique, as it can be difficult to study game design theory independently when working as a freelance or independent game designer. From ludonarrative dissonance to methods of rendering to games history, learning theory is incredibly valuable because game design is a complex field that requires both theoretical and practical knowledge to achieve good, consistent results. Universities offer a range of courses that teach both the theory and practical skills needed to succeed in the industry. Portfolio matters more than degrees. While a degree in game studies can help game designers grow, learn, and find career prospects, it is not necessary in order to enter the games industry. What matters more than a degree is a strong portfolio. You can build this portfolio alone, but many students build stronger portfolios from the additional time, dedication, and motivation that a degree provides. Either way you make your portfolio, employers are more interested in seeing what students can create than what degrees they hold. Many successful game developers and designers are self-taught or have degrees in unrelated fields. What's important is having a strong portfolio that demonstrates your skills and passion for game development. The costs of university education. While university is valuable in many ways, it's also worth considering the various costs of attending university education. First of all, studying games at university can be expensive, and depending on where you study, peripheral costs of housing, food, and more can quickly add up. Secondly, attending a degree can be very time-consuming, meaning that you may not be able to work on other projects, be them independent game design projects, commissioned game projects, or other work entirely. Thus, while a degree can open doors, it's important to consider the financial impact and whether it's worth the cost. Conclusion: the question of whether or not you should study games at university depends on individual circumstances. Studying games at university provides many benefits, including the opportunity to learn from industry professionals, grow with peers, and gain practical and theoretical knowledge. However, it's important to consider the cost of education and the fact that a degree is not necessary to enter the games industry. Ultimately, what matters most is building a strong portfolio that showcases your skills and passion for game development. So whether you create that at an educational institution, through work or independently is up to you. If all this has left your head in a spin, don't worry. It's a big decision, and big decisions take time. Why not relax a little with your favorite game? Whether that's Rocket League, League of Legends, or Lost Ark, there's always a wide variety of goods and services to keep you at the top of your game, including Rocket League boosting, LOL accounts, and cheap Lost Ark gold.